This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Okay. I'm just going to say this. H.R. 38 has been marked up. It is out in the wild. It is going to go somewhere. At this particular moment, this is like a round that has been fired from a gun. It is going downrange. You can't catch it and reshape it. You can't put your initials on it now. It's out there. It is a good first step. It's probably not perfect. And if it does pass, which right now at govtrack.us, 3 months ago, they put H.R. 38's percentage chance of passing, at 11%. And that is primarily because of the Senate. Lots of bills go to the Senate to die. So this is a outstanding first step. We should be sitting back and patting ourselves on the back for getting it this far. This is unprecedented to actually have this happen. At the same time, what's out there is out there. Is it perfect? We don't know. I don't know. I'm sure if it were to pass that there would be a ramp up to where it's actually going to take effect. And then during that ramp up, we would actually find out what is and what is not going to be done. There's going to be lawsuits, without a doubt. There's going to be 10th Amendment challenges to it and everything else. For all I know, it might pass and then get struck down by some federal court. So it's... we have a moment to celebrate. This is a one battle. The war goes on. It most definitely goes on. Now, does anybody listen to Prairie Home Companion? I do. I'm Garrison Keillor. I know people that know Garrison Keillor. Raging leftist. He's claiming that his dismissal, which, I mean, Garrison Keillor was one of a kind as far as a radio broadcaster, is one of a kind as far as a radio broadcaster. His dismissal, he claims, was for comforting a woman in her time of need and putting a hand on a bare back, is what he's saying. But realizing that maybe some of these leftists just really don't know the rules, I've decided to give them some ideas, give them some dating tips, you know? I want to help them out. I want to be the one that tries to extend the olive branch. We've learned a lot about women's face at the hands of leftist men. And you leftist men should take this as an opportunity to change. Get out of your flapping bathrobes and into some Dockers. Groping and flashing and molesting shrubs. Some women, actually, believe it or not, consider these things to be wrong. I know you think it's crazy, but for now, it's no more monkey business as usual, okay, leftists? A noted Democrat, as you know, if you're a noted Democrat, you need to maintain your political viability, and you can exploit the respect and concern for women you've always pretended to have help you dodge responsibility for whatever you've already done. I know that nobody becomes a leftist that actually believes some of this stuff, but being a Democrat leader has always been a traditional path to making special new friends. For guys who can't cut it on looks and personality. You know, nobody ever said to you, you know who's hot? Al Franken. I bet he can bench his body weight. If Harvey Weinstein had managed a safe way, America's starlets and ferns would be substantially less traumatized. Having needs is nothing to be ashamed of. You've taken on an awesome responsibility being a Democrat leader. You're constantly struggling to hold up the burden imposed upon you by the support and acclaim of the D.C. establishment and the media. You believe you have a right to extracurricular activities. Why, leftist women will tell you themselves that the mere fact that you're willing to kill babies by the millions entitles you to all sorts of fringe benefits. But you know, there's a lot of uptight people out there with their bourgeois notions of right and wrong. That really don't account for the unique pressures and special requirements you face as a leftist icon looking for some loving. You need to take precautions to ensure the people don't get the right idea about what you're doing. I mean, wrong idea, I'm sorry. First, you'll want to exclusively seek out leftist women. Don't make Bill Clinton's mistake and target women who aren't reliable progressives. The pinko gals generally know how to play ball. They won't start some sort of fuss that will end up derailing your really important work towards the Democrat Party's ultimate goal of turning America into Venezuela too, the starvening. And be considerate. Don't just tell her you'd better put some ice on that. Show her that you care. Go and get her some ice yourself. See, it's the little things that make the difference between silent suffering and embarrassing revelations. And while youth correlates with vulnerability, be sure to check their IDs. You don't want a Roy Moore problem, though the fact that you're a Democrat pretty much means you're probably not going to regardless. Of course, that advice doesn't apply if you are visiting, like, you know, the Dominican Republic. It's pretty clear that because you are a powerful leftist, every woman wants you grabbing at her. But you can't indulge them all. Remember, there's always a danger that some ungrateful woman might raise a fuss no matter how much she asks for it by posing in a photo next to you or by sleeping peacefully nearby in another room in the building. And here's a little hint for you. Make sure your posse understands your firm no photos rule. And yes, it does apply when it comes to pictures of your pride and joy. It's clear that many women are just begging you to text them shots of your junior senator, even if they don't actually say it or hint at it or want it. I know that's harsh, but for the foreseeable future, you must deny the women of America these glorious snapshots of you and your majestic manly vistas. So be strong. No matter how they subtly signal that they might want some sexy snaps, whether by briefly speaking politely to you or by existing, you must say no. But if they do say yes, try not to take them from a flattering angle, from a flattering angle with some good lighting, or they end up out there on the web, you are going to want to look your best. And there are more sacrifices you'll need to make in that crazy environment. For example, do not invite female staffers to your office for a late night meeting and show up wearing only your underwear. I like comfort as much as the next guy, but I know that D.C. can get really humid, but they might get the wrong idea by your attempt to put them at ease, and they may be overcome by lust at your tidy, whitey, rockin' bod, and that can cause jealousy between them and the other members of your staff who are likewise filled with desire for you. I know it's a burden, but take the risk of chafing and wear pants for their sake. There may be some ungrateful ladies who might make some allegations about you for whatever reason, most likely their participation in the vast right-wing conspiracy. That's going to put you in a tough place because you have to balance the liberal principle of believing the victim with the liberal principle of liberals not being held accountable for the terrible things that liberals do. So take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. Because you're a Democrat, after all. The media and Hollywood are going nuts, but if you're a Democrat in Congress, you're good. I mean, Teddy Kennedy drowned a female, and they pretty much gave him a medal. You didn't drown anybody, did you? If you did, maybe you should talk to a lawyer about pleading self-defense. Anyway, you'll notice that one allegation inevitably leads to another and then another. And turn this to your advantage by hinting that the sheer number of charges just means you're a total player. A player. When responding to the charges, make sure your statement doesn't actually admit any wrongdoing. You'll want to describe how you are friendly and a hugger, and how you're sorry these misguided women took offense by misinterpreting your innocent gesture of support for them in their struggle against patriarchy. Your message is that your accusers are all frosty nuts who can't deal with a real man, even a leftist one. You are, after all, a Democrat. The rules were never meant to apply to you, and pretty soon, your fellow leftists will come back to their senses. So until then, tie your bathrobe shut. Keep your hands to yourself. Sure, you'll have to temporarily deny the women of America the gift that is you, but it's a sacrifice they should be honored to make. I'm only trying to help you, leftists. I'm only trying to give you some good words to consider. The next time you decide to, you know, stages mild sexual assault. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
to Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. One thing I need to mention, and I thought it had been pulled, but I don't think it has been because I've heard it play one time tonight. My sponsor, Kraken Pop, they were hit with a cataclysmic fire at their warehouse. And for any of you that may be listening to this that have, if you have been buying from Kraken Pop or if you have been thinking about buying from Kraken Pop, they're a sponsor of mine. I mean, Larry Garland has supported the show and he supported it well, and I have appreciated it. They are out of business now. They don't even know if they're going to be able to make it back. That's one of those things that you sit back and say, wow. And he sent me the pictures of the site and the fire, and I mean, it's bad. It's horrible. So, and I want to personally say thank you, Larry Garland. Thank you, Crack and Pop, for sponsoring the show. I will be holding them a slot if they ever come back. Now, you know, Sherlock Holmes was the one that noticed the dog that didn't bark. Americans should pay very close attention to the scandal that didn't leak. Information from the Mueller investigation leaks like a sieve. Information from intelligence committees and intelligence agencies have a way of showing up in newspapers. Seems like every private conversation anyone surrounding Trump had with the Russians or any meeting and inadvertent handshake shows up in the press. The illegal unmasking of information around people who know Trump is rampant. Ben Rhodes said the White House could plant lies about the Iran deal with selective reporters and they would just print what they were told. We know that DNC leaked emails, that there were reporters that would just print what Democrats allowed. Fusion GPS was able to plant false information with the media that was paid for by Democrats, and the media just reported it as if it was genuine intelligence. Somehow, Washington Post reporters magically were able to come up with a story about four women in Alabama from around 40 years ago after Roy Moore won a primary. But no one seems to have ever leaked a story or reported a story about an over 20-year-old slush fund where the politicians paid off people who complained about sexual assault, or, you know, however they would phrase it, with your money, with taxpayer money. They've been using our money to make people not talk. We didn't know, and we don't know how the fund was set up, where the appropriation came from, who approved each payoff, and how the amount was decided, who drew up the documents that required secrecy, and whom the complaints were about. Why will Congress leak so many classified documents, but nothing about the slush fund? Well, so long as nobody is watching, politicians from both parties do not care about using taxpayer money to pay off people, nor do they actually care about anyone who was abused. Otherwise, there would have been many expulsions relating to the claims paid. They care about protecting themselves. Nothing else. Nothing more. Nothing else. The swamp is truly deep. It consists of politicians from both parties, bureaucrats, a bevy of reporters who report what they're told, lobbyists, others. They have amassed a great deal of power, and they will not let an outsider take that away. Reporters should be digging deep into the slush fund, but they seem to have as much interest in that as they do in who killed Seth Rich and why. Let me set the stage for you if I can. When you look at this Congress, who only now are beginning to have a flurry of activity, after they failed to do anything with Obamacare, and even in the House, they couldn't do anything with Obamacare. And I know the Senate is where bills go to die, but you know, even with the House, they couldn't get anything to go with Obamacare. We've been sitting on National Reciprocity, H.R. 38, for nearly a year now. Nothing really been happening. Now we're getting this flurry of things to happen. And that's because the midterms are coming up, and some of these guys have decided they want to stay in power. The Republicans have decided they want to stay in charge, which is interesting. They could have already had that. They could have already had that a while back. Only now are you beginning, like I heard in the news when one of the Democrats was talking about how this tax reform is going to deal, you know, take care of the rich. we'll know when the rich don't want to be here anymore. Because they'll leave. But even the rich understand. I mean, look at California. California has some very rich people. They have the biggest concentration of welfare people and no middle class. The middle class is moving out of California in droves. Business is moving out of California in droves. Anything that actually makes anything physical. All of this virtual nonsense, all of this, the Facebook and Microsoft and Apple. I mean, Apple makes computers. Microsoft doesn't make computers, but I mean, Apple actually has some other stuff and besides software. This virtual economy has burst before. When somebody says, "Do you know how valuable Facebook is?" I'm like, "No, I don't, and I don't even understand how it would have any value, because all they do." Is the same thing that you do and I do every time I go into a store and they're like, "Do you have one of our bonus cards? One of our rewards cards?" And that's the card you got to have in order to get the specials. You got to give them your information, your email address, your name, all this other stuff. And then they in turn are going to turn around and sell that. They're going to sell that. If you've got, I think if you got 10,000 email addresses, you can probably make about $10,000 off of that. So, I mean, just do the math. Think about some of these stores. I turn down all of this stuff all the time. And when they get out there and tell me I can't have the... They tell me I can't have the special without having the card, I get ready to go. And you know what they do? They scan the MasterCard, the big card that gives it up, because they still want to make the sale. I do have some of those cards, but I mean, I don't have as many of them as everybody wants you to have. So, getting out there and looking at all of this information that they're trying to mine, and then realizing that this has been happening for 20 years and nobody knew about it. When you look at the two opposites here, Congress. I know my logic seems some sort of meandering out there, and I sort of get it. I just don't have the time to take you there. But Congress, I think, the Republicans, I think, are beginning to feel the heat, which is good if they just feel it all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I love it when an anti-gun organization decides they're going to do a study, and then somehow or other they actually give an honest accounting of what they find. That just floors me when that happens, like Lee LaBresca did. Now, in the wake of the shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, anti-gun proponents have on the left decided to renew their calls for more stricter gun control measures. And they decided to do a study to show that such legislation, what it would do, and what it turned out to do was it showed that it would do little to curb gun violence. This was a year-long study done by The Trace. Now, The Trace is the propaganda wing of the Bloomberg anti-gun machine. They masquerade as a news website. And it was done with more than a dozen NBC local television stations, and the thing that is fueling violent crime across America turns out not to be would-be shooters going to the gun shops and buying guns legally or through so-called loopholes. It's those same criminals stealing weapons from law-abiding gun owners, which in some cases criminals use to commit violent acts then. What do you think? Study found that between 2010 and 2016, law enforcement agencies recovered 23,000 stolen firearms. The majority of those weapons, the study indicated, were later involved in violent crimes, acts of crime. But the number of firearms that were actually stolen and used to commit violent acts is much smaller than the number of firearms stolen that could potentially still be used to carry out violent acts. Found that in the last decade, 2 million firearms were reported stolen in the U.S., researchers obtained the data from police records from hundreds of jurisdictions. They include firearms that were stolen in more than 1,500 carjackings and kidnappings, armed robberies at stores and banks, sexual assaults and murders, and other violent acts committed in cities from coast to coast. The Trace reports that after the weapons are stolen, that they're then funneled into an underground market where background checks would never apply. No matter how much the Democrats in Congress push for more background checks to be included in federal legislation. These latest findings, supplied by the gun grabbers, shoot a hole right in their foot and their narrative that it is too easy to purchase guns legally. Indeed, the research from a self-described gun control advocacy group suggests that the problem is not so much what lawmakers on the left would want constituents to believe. So in other words, they're lying, which I could have told them. Rather, it's what they seemingly don't want you to acknowledge, that those who carry out violent acts with firearms will do so no matter the laws on the books. They're criminals. So if they cannot legally purchase a gun, they will simply find a way to legally purchase a weapon or just steal the firearm in the so-called underground market. Well, they won't steal a firearm in the so-called underground market. What they'll do is they'll just go obtain one. It will already have been stolen. Now, anybody that's listened to me long enough, you know I like a custom gun. Even a gun in, like, the Nighthawk custom, the Falcon, that is a custom gun. It, by its very nature, hand-fitted, you know, put together with the very best of stuff. So there's a lot of people that will tell you that if you go out and customize your gun, if you go out and get a lighter trigger or put these sights on it, or if you put a flashlight on it or whatever you're going to do, you're going to be looked at badly by a court of law if you use it. But in the gun world, there's an enormous aftermarket for gun components, including everything you could imagine. Look at some of the stuff for Glock. There are companies that specialize in entire slide assemblies, pair it with an aftermarket frame, and eventually you start to wonder if you can still call it a Glock, and I've got some news about that. So, now back in the day, people on the competition circuit would upgrade parts in their Colt 1911s until the only thing that really was made by Colt was a slide. And this is the joy of things mechanical. If you have a little bit of knowledge, you know, or at least a competent technician you can go to and some money, you can take a stock example of a gun, a car, a guitar, whatever, and turn it into your dream machine. Shade Tree Mechanics have tuned up V8 Fords in the 30s and 40s, eventually producing the first NASCAR racer. You get the picture, right? And you can't tell a person not to do that. There are even the occasional folks who caution you not to modify the guns. A lighter trigger could be used against you in court, that kind of thing. But here's the thing. If you live in a jurisdiction where you have a very activist prosecutor, it doesn't matter. If you use a gun in self-defense, it doesn't matter if it's stock, if it is a phaser, if you got one of the props from Hellboy, it doesn't matter. Because he's going to come after you anyway. I mean, George Zimmerman, what kind of gun? He was using a Kel-Tec. Now, Kel-Tec worked. Nothing wrong with a Kel-Tec. Not exactly what I would call this is not a gun I would, you know, particularly own. I mean, for that size gun, I'd probably go with an M&P Shield. But that just comes down to preference and what I know. But if you want to modify your gun, modify away. Have at it. Now, semi-autos in the past, of course, needed to be modified to shoot hollow-point ammunition. Browning High Powers 1911 pistols, some of the Smith & Wesson Model 39s, the way the ramps worked, it wasn't conducive to feeding a hollow-point. And the civilians and the police officers, they had to either load hardball and pray it worked to get the feed ramp altered. Now, even 1911s come with an appropriate feed ramp, and Smith & Wesson fixed the 39 in 1971, with the 39-2. So, here's the fact, okay? A stock gun is going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Even if you choose a Glock. Even if you choose a Glock. As for triggers, a lot of people will tell you or go on and on about how some newfangled plastic pistol has a gritty pull or excessive creep. I did most of the classes that I have ever taken have been with a box stock Glock 17. No modifications whatsoever. No lightened slide, no textured grip, no nothing. When I was taking classes the most 3 or 4 years ago, that was the kind of gun I was using. So, if you develop good trigger technique, even with a stock trigger, you're going to be good to go. You're going to shoot true, which doesn't require a tuned trigger group to do that. Now, if you are buying a gun like a Glock, for example, do one thing. Get rid of the sights. I know, yeah, they're plastic build and they're fine. I just don't like the way they look. I don't like the sight picture you get from them, so they definitely got to go. But the rest of some of these guns coming now, I mean, CZ makes a very good, excellent set of sights that come on the guns. The H&K VP9, their night sights, you can read a book with in the dark. And if you'll notice, a lot of these guns, like the SIG P320, it already comes with the front slide serrations. It already comes with a textured grip. It is pretty much got everything you might want. So, if anything, in the beginning, at the very least, spending less at the gun store to get out the door is a good idea, because you probably won't get the gun back from police if you ever have to use it. That's one thing to consider. Another thing, you know, if you want to customize your gun and dress it to the nines, go ahead. It's your gun. Do what you want to do with it. And I hope it runs like grease lightning and drives tacks like nobody's business, but you can totally depend on a stock pistol if you don't want to go that route either. No more gun shaming, shall we? Having said that, I have some such exciting stuff laying in front of me. And we're going to talk about, well, we may wait till the third hour to talk about that. We may hold that one up just because of time. But it's coming. I guarantee you that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, this part just tickles me because this is coming from two notorious gun grabbers. And, that gun grabbers get up to all kinds of shenanigans, not just gun grabbing and, you know, unwanted sexual advances. A group of Chinese investors is suing current Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and the brother of Hillary Clinton, saying they were defrauded of $17 million in a cash for green card scam. They filed suit in Fairfax County, Virginia Circuit Court last week. Suit alleges that McAuliffe and Clinton's youngest brother, Anthony Rodham, exploited the 32 investors by promising to leverage political connections. Read that to mean, Hillary Clinton being the president, to ensure that their visa applications would get to the top of the pile and then be approved. The green cards were to be granted as part of the federal government's EB-5 visa program. The program grants legal immigration status to foreign nationals who invest at least $500,000 in American companies. These companies must meet certain criteria regarding job creation in order for their investors to qualify for immigration benefits. If you're investing $500,000, why do you need benefits? The Chinese investors said they paid $560,000 apiece in 2012 and 2013 to invest in Green Tech, an electric car company controlled by McAuliffe and Rodham. McAuliffe was the largest investor in Green Tech. He left as chairman of the company in 2014 after being elected Virginia's governor. The investors say that they not only were they misled about Green Tech's prospects, their immigration status is now in jeopardy because of the company's legal and financial problems. Defendant's conspiracy has caused plaintiffs to be left without an investment to serve as a basis for their immigration application, likely resulting in the loss of any immigration status they currently have, the suit reads. The case could pose political problems for McAuliffe, a former chairman of the DNC who is said to be weighing a 2020 presidential bid. Please run, Terry, please. The lawsuit lays out a laundry list of fraud allegations against McAuliffe and Rodham. They claim that the pair misrepresented the number of jobs that Green Tech would generate, while also falsely claiming that the car company had been selected as a Defense Department contractor. Oh, gosh. McAuliffe and Rodham also made false claims about Green Tech's financial situation, including overstating the amount of collateral that they had for its outstanding loans, according to the complaint. They painted a false picture of the state of the company, including instructing employees to pretend to be working while investors toured the plant. McAuliffe and that sounds like North Korea, doesn't it? McAuliffe and Rodham also lied about the sales and expected sales of the company during their investment pitches. They also failed to disclose the existence of government investigations into Green Tech. The company came under investigation by the SEC. A 2015 report released by the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General also showed that McAuliffe and Rodham pressured Alejandro Mayorkas, then the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, to approve visas for Green Tech. A spokeswoman for McAuliffe told Politico that she is confident the lawsuit will be dismissed. We strongly reject this baseless suit, which has no merit whatsoever. The claims, which regurgitate old political attacks regarding a company that Governor McAuliffe left 5 years ago, were brought by a lawyer with conservative ties. Okay. Now, what does that one statement tell you? See, one thing that the left always does is project. So what does that tell you about what they do? Well, what they're telling you is that if we're in charge, if we're in charge of things, we're going to bring this against you because you're conservative. Which is exactly what the IRS did, right? Right? That's what the EPA was doing as far as going after coal. It wasn't because of their political leanings, just because it was in vogue to do so. You know, Obama said he was going to do it. All of these things, Democrats are a bunch of crooks. Republicans, you guys are probably a bunch of crooks too. But I mean, you can't hold a candle to these leftists. You can't hold a candle. Being asked in the chat room, how any bets how it will get screwed up in the end? HR 38. I don't know. I'm waiting to see. And you're not even there, so I don't even know why I'm addressing it. So anyway, Anthony Rodham. Never heard of him before, but I, you know, when I saw that, I was like, that's got to be related to Hillary somewhere or another. Here's the thing this tells you, though. These guys were selling this idea and getting these investments. You know, $16 million in investments. How much was it? $17 million in investments. They were telling them. They had to be telling them, look, our girl is going to win the White House. And when she gets in the White House, we'll ensure that you're going to get it. Look, this is her brother. And I work very closely with her. I'll probably be in government. I may be in charge of immigration. McAuliffe has never met a phrase he won't turn to get out there. He's been out there talking about disenfranchised felons, and he signed enough paperwork to get them all to be able to vote. But then he got out there and said, look, it's not like we gave them their gun rights. Classic McAuliffe. So what does this mean? Did they actually talk to Hillary about this? Did Hillary bless off on this little scheme they had cooked up? $17 million for something like, you know, the Clinton Foundation, that would be like a valet fee. But for the underlings like McAuliffe and Anthony Rodham, that's a substantial bit of money. Now, where did that money go? Did it go? Did it go to Green Tech? I mean, I didn't look up Green Tech prior to this. I didn't look it up. I don't know of any product they've ever come out with. I don't know of any car they've ever put on the road. All I know about electric cars right now is Tesla, Fisker, you know, those kind of guys. I've never heard of Green Tech to the degree that they've actually put out a product. I've heard, of course, with McAuliffe and his part in the venture, if you will. They were selling. This is pay to play. This is basically called pay to play. This is where they're selling access to the country. To some very well-to-do people, no doubt about it. You don't come up with $560,000 and be, you know, you're not poor when you come up with that, if you've got that kind of money to invest. But, these are the kind of people that want to disarm you. They want your money. They want your life. They want your guns, but they can't get any. They can't get your money. They can't get your life to the degree they will if they get your guns. And then his spokeshole guy gets out there. We strongly reject this baseless suit, which has no merit whatsoever. Well, you got 32 Chinese businessmen. I mean, what dog do they have in the fight to get McAuliffe and Rodham, if not this? What's your proof that this is a baseless claim, besides you saying it? What is your proof of that? And I guess we'll see what happens in the suit. I would love to see. I just want to see one of these guys get taken away and lose everything they got. Does that make me bad? I think it might sort of make me bad. I don't know. Might sort of make me bad a little bit. I just saw that and I was like, wow, these are the people that want to disarm us. And in the meantime, which, you know, this has nothing to do with me or you. I mean, we're not involved in the green energy part, of course, is a big scam. Green energy is that's like getting out there and telling me that we're going to start beaming electricity. You know, if we could just have solar power coming in unfiltered, we could power everything, but we can't. And they've talked a lot about transmitting power, you know, like wirelessly. And technically, theoretically, that can be done. So can warp drive. Just actually making it happen. Having a mature technology in place to make that happen. Which is basically the whole problem with green energy today. None of it is mature. When my dearly departed 99 Ford Expedition, that thing was burning gas efficiently. It wasn't over-smoking. It wasn't polluting any more than a brand new one would. That internal combustion, that's a mature technology, to say the least. When we get back, we're going to talk about what else beside the CCW pistol you need to have for survival. That's in hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.